Thank you very much, Trav. Yes, joining me now is Steve Burr. Steve, legend status with Macclesfield Town, and another victory over them for you.
Yeah, I mean it's strange playing Mac, you know, with all the hard work they'd put in to get into the Football League and now find themselves in this division. But yeah, I suppose you know, I've got a lot of happy memories there, and it was a fantastic club. I enjoyed my time there. But obviously today, you know, fully behind Kiddy getting a win because we needed to get our first home win, and I felt it's been coming, as you know. And we managed to. I thought second half we did particularly well today and finished off some good moves.
Yeah, many people would say they've had at half time, perhaps going ahead, you know, in the manner, great goal from Shay Dunkley. But Harriers have been up against it a bit, haven't they, from Mansfield?
Yeah, very much so. It was against the run of play without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, they were causing us a few problems, and they were well on top, I felt, the first sort of 25 minutes. Although on the break, I think with a bit more care in our passing, we could have done a bit more damage. But against the run of play, when Shea scores, you could see it just knocked their confidence a little bit. And it was a great set piece, something that we've been working on in the training ground. And we were saying to Shea before the game that, you know, as a centre half, he needs to get on the end of a few of those.
Yeah, he did exceptionally well. And of course, when Harriers came out and started off, Harriers really came out of the blocks, didn't they, start the second half?
Yeah, I mean, at half time, there was one or two things that we weren't happy with. We didn't think that we got close enough. We thought we'd give Mac too much time and space on the ball and obviously address that. And I knew we'd create chances, which we did, and it was nice to see the ball going in the back of the net.
Two really quick parts of the thinking I was saying before the you know, was before you came up, Steve, was about the you know, Mickey Dimitriou with the quick throw and then getting on the return to set up Rowie, and then Keith Briggs with that ball that just split the back of your defence when they were asleep.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's what you've got to do on the park. You've got to be alive to situations like that and quick thinking like that, and it got us the two goals and got us that cushion that we were looking for. So it was good play from our part.
Is that something you work on, Steve, or is that just something that the players do naturally?
We just like to get a good tempo to our game, and if we can do things quickly and nice and bright, then I think we always look a better side.
Seven games unbeaten there, boss. So yeah, people are going to start looking at this thinking, right, Harriers.
Well, I mean, again today, you know, we've played better over 90 minutes and not got anything in the first five games where we lost. I felt that, and some of the draws as well that we've had, but. You know, we just need five straight wins now and kick on from there, and then we'll sort of be on an even keel. But no, it was just nice to get a win today. And, you know, I say the supporters have been right behind us, and, you know, it's been a disappointing start, but they've stuck with us. And, you know, hopefully we can repay them now with shooting up this table.
Of course, you've got Ebbsfleet, Hyde, Stockport the next three games. Not unbelievable the fact that Harriers couldn't go out and win the next three.
I think if we play to our maximum and show what we can do, there's no real teams that we need to be frightened of. I mean, Mac have come here today with an abundance of lads that have played at this level and above, and you know, they've got a big squad, and you know, with their squad, they should be there or thereabouts. So it was a good yardstick for us today to get the win.
And finally, just a word about Ryan Rowe. He came off the bench, got three on Tuesday, and the confidence high. Wonderful finish again today.
Fantastic, yeah. I'm really pleased. And as I said to him in the week, you know, he's got to kick on now and get him amongst the goals on a regular basis. And he just picked up a knock. It was the last 20 minutes of the game. But he finished it off well. And you could see the confidence in him today. I thought he was unlucky in the first half when he's cut inside and the lads blocked him. But no, that's what you want from your forwards. You want him in amongst the goals, and hopefully he can continue that.